What a shame! People nowadays do not know how to deal with the miseries they encounter in life. Upon losing wealth or reputation, for instance, they immediately become grief-stricken, as if bereft of their loved ones. Only those who have attained a certain level of spiritual practice are able to uproot attachment. What a shame that most people are not there yet. Tsangpa Gyare, 1161-1211, known as Yeshe Dorje, is a great siddha of Drukpa Kagyu in Tibetan Buddhism. When he was 24, he started his tenacious practice under the tutelage of his spiritual masters. After completing his studies, he founded many monasteries such as Longduo and Rilong in the Jiangzi areas of Tibet and turned the Dharma wheel tirelessly. Local people were drawn to him, and they embraced the Drukpa Kagyu practice one after another. They learned to renounce worldly possessions and regard prayer and meditation as the true wealth. Many eventually attained accomplishment at various degrees. The area was reverently described as half of the population is Drukpa practitioners, half of the Drukpas are beggars, and half of the beggars are siddhas. He brought a time of unprecedented glory of Drukpa Kagyu in that region, and many splendid siddhas became household names. Among the teachings he left behind, the following verses are most supreme. Right at the house front of a realized being, there lies plenty of joy and happiness, but the hedonist knows not to visit. Right at the house front of an adept in taming confused emotions, there lies the way of seeing through the mortal world, but the greedy and hateful know not to visit. Right at the house front of a renouncer of the worldly, abundant are pleasure and leisure, but those engulfed in hope and fear know not to visit. Right at the house front of a contented person, there are fame, wealth, and glory within reach, but the covetous folks know not to visit. The meaning of this is, for realized practitioners, they have everything for happiness and joy, but those craving only eating and drinking will never know it. For those who have tamed their negative emotions with wisdom, to renounce the mundane affairs is as easy as turning the palm. But those steeped in covetousness and hatred will never know it. For those who have renounced worldly preoccupations, joy is their constant companion. But those engulfed in hope and fear will never know it. For those who are content with whatever they have, true wealth accompanies them always, but those inflamed with desire will never know it. Nowadays, people are lured by sensual pleasures, prestige, wealth, and power. For the sake of satisfying their hunger and thirst, people are forever busy, forever scheming, and forever plotting. In the end, they are only rewarded with deeper worries and more sufferings. What a shame it really is. Learn to renounce the world. Happiness will forever be with you. 24th of February, Year of Renmu, March 27th, 2002.